Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the positive ministry of the Holy Spirit was recorded at our 2011 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
You know, my mother just died June the 1st of 2010. When was it? 2009, I guess. She died June the 1st. She was 96 years old, and I spent a lot of time with her right before she died, and she was an awesome lady, and she was so blessed by what God was doing through our ministry. And she was saying, "Tell me again about all these things that are happening overseas." And I was telling her about all of this stuff and how people's lives were being changed and just awesome things that were happening. And she was really blessed by it. And she looked at me, put her little bony finger right in my face, and she said, "Andy, you know this is God." And I said, "Yes, ma'am, I know this is God." And she says, "You aren't smart enough to do this." And I said, "You're right, amen, and it's absolutely true." Those are about her last words to me. "You aren't smart enough to do this." And it's absolutely true. I can guarantee you it's not because I figured these things out. It's the blessing of God. And I'm telling you what, you aren't smart enough to live your life either. You have the privilege of choosing to do it. God won't force you. He's not going to make you follow His ways. But I tell you, the smartest decision you'll ever make in your life is to quit running your own life and turn it over to God and ask for His direction. And the way He gives this direction to us is through the Holy Spirit. You need to be conscious of the Holy Spirit. You need to be dependent upon the Holy Spirit. You need to welcome the Holy Spirit. You need to seek the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And I pity those of you, in a sense, that are so gifted and so talented that you can do things on your own. Because that tends to make you think that you can handle it. In a way, it's really a blessing not to be able to do anything on your own, because it makes you God dependent. It's really good. The Bible says over in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26, "You see your calling, brother, how that God didn't choose many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world and to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, so that no flesh would glory in His presence." You know, God's not a lowbrow. It's not that He's against people who have education and talents and abilities. He loves all of us. It's just that people who have their act together and are so gifted and talented tend to think that they can do it, and they aren't God dependent. And so God has to use the people who know that they need help. And the truth is, if you're talented and gifted and if you're a millionaire and very successful, the truth is you could have done much better if you'd have been led by the Holy Spirit. But it's just sometimes people that don't have a lot of giftings and talents are the only ones that are dependent upon the Holy Spirit. And those are the ones that God will supernaturally empower. I held a meeting in Denver, Colorado one time, and a man wrote in afterwards, and my mother was one that was opening the mail at the time. She brought this letter to me. She just loved it and thought this was great. And she brought this letter to me, and this man told me that he had been called to the ministry 10 or 12 years before, but when he tried to go into the ministry, his wife got upset and divorced him. He lost his family, and for 10 years, he had just been in grief and in mourning, thinking, "How could God ever use me?" And he came to my meeting, heard me minister, saw miracles happen, saw people's lives change, and he wrote in this letter, and he says, told me the story, and then he says, "I thought God couldn't use me, but after seeing God use you, I decided I'd go into the ministry. If God could use you, He could use me." And my mother just thought that was awesome and brought it to me. And he had a statement in there, and he says, "How come you got to be a hick from Texas before God will use you?" And he was comparing me to Copeland or Hagen or somebody. And I wrote him back, and I said, "It's because hicks from Texas know that they need God." Amen. God's not against you being smart and educated and talented, but I'm telling you, I don't care who you are, your flesh may be better than my flesh. You might have USDA choice flesh, but the flesh still doesn't please God. It's enmity with God, and you've got to learn to walk in the Spirit. We need to be dependent upon the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? You need to start every day thinking about, God, I need the leadership and the power of the Holy Spirit, and praise Him that it is given to us. It's not like you have to beg for it. He wants to lead you more than you want to be led, but you have to be open to it. You have to be looking for it. So the very first thing over in John chapter 6, verse 44, this is Jesus speaking. And in John chapter 6, verse 44... it says, no man can come to me except the Father, which has sent me, draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. And again, this isn't necessarily using the name of the Holy Spirit, but God does everything through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that draws people to God. And there's a lot of significance. I could preach for an hour on this. I've got 20 things I'm going to try and go through today and tonight. And so I'm just going to hit this quickly. But one of the things is that you just can't come to God when you choose to. You will hear people say, well, man, I plan on getting right with God before I die. But right now I'm busy doing this, or they've got to focus on whatever. And they just aren't giving a priority to God. You just can't come to God when you want to. The Holy Spirit has to draw you. And you cannot just choose to come to God. There is no guarantee that God is going to draw you up until your last breath. And so you need to recognize that if the Holy Spirit is drawing you, if you've got a drawing, a desire. You know, this is one of the things, like what Wendell and I were saying. There's so many that raise their hand and say, if you didn't have any of these things, how many of you desire to go to Bible college? The Holy Spirit is the one that gives you those desires. The devil will never put it in your heart to go to Bible college. The devil doesn't want you sitting under the Word. This is not the devil. That is the Holy Spirit. And if you have a desire, you know what? You need to strike while the iron is hot. There's no guarantee that He's going to keep drawing you. It's not just like He guarantees 10 years from now, after you do your thing and get your kids raised and do your own thing, that you can just choose to do it. I have people come to me all the time and they say, man, I believe God's calling me into the ministry. I believe I'm supposed to come to Bible school, but in another 5 years, 10 years, I can retire and get full retirement. And so I'm just planning on waiting. Well, it's a shame that God didn't know that. Why didn't He wait 5 years to put this desire in your heart? Why didn't He wait until everything was the way you thought it was supposed to be? If He gave you the desire now, it's because God's got something He's trying to draw you to now. One of the points that I get from this is that, you know what, when God gives me a desire for something, man, I follow it. Because I can't just come to God on my own. If I have a desire to spend the day studying and praying, I can't just put it off and say, well, next week I'll do it. This weekend I'll do it. If God puts that desire in my heart, I do it. I pretty much follow the desires that God puts in my heart. Psalms chapter 37, verse 4 says, delight yourself in the Lord and He shall give you the desires of your heart. That doesn't mean He'll give you whatever you want, but it means that when you are putting God first, He puts His desires in your heart. And this is one of the ways that I follow the leadership of the Lord. I have known since the very beginning that someday I'd be on television. I did a lot of television stuff, and I received, I mean, supernatural results. One program in Chicago back in the 80s produced over 1,000 requests in one day. That's phenomenal. And I've always been blessed, and I knew someday I'd do television, but I also knew it was expensive, and I just didn't have a desire to do it then. And I had people offer me television time and everything else, and I had no desire for it. I knew it was part of my future, but I had no desire for it. And then in the summer of 1998, I was just praying about things. And I mean, boom, like that, my desire changed. And I thought, man, I want to go on television. I sat down, I drew a set. I knew exactly what I was, and I wanted to be on television so badly. It was such a radical change in my desires that I said, you know what, I've been delighting myself in the Lord, and I know that this is God. And that's how we started on television. I used to have no desire to be on, have a Bible school. I had lots of people ask me to start a Bible school, and I said, no way. I said, I don't want people to go out with my name on them and act like the jerks that I see that came from Bible school. And I had no desire for a Bible school. It's a long story, but in 1993, just like that, God changed my heart, and all of a sudden, I wanted a Bible school. You know what that is? That's the Holy Spirit drawing you. He's the one that puts desires in your heart. And when you are desiring godly things, now this, you need to qualify this and judge it by Scripture. Amen. If you're thinking, I desire a new wife, that's not God. He hates divorce. You need to check everything. But I'm saying when you are delighting yourself in the Lord and all of a sudden you have these godly desires, you need to recognize that it's not, your human nature does not desire godly things. And when you have godly desires come to you, that's the Holy Spirit speaking to you and leading you, and you need to follow it. No man can come unto God except the Holy Spirit drawing. Another application of this is I have people come to me all the time and they say, oh man, I just love God so much. I want to know God. And they get frustrated about, I just can't get from where I am to there. What do I have to do? And they're frustrated, feeling like that this is them. You know, again, if you have a desire for God, if you're excited about the things of God, news bulletin, it's because God's already working in your life. God's the one who put the desire there. You didn't come up with it. If you're excited about the things of God, if you're in love with God, don't get frustrated. You're already a manifest evidence that God is working in your life. You don't desire the things of God on your own.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the positive ministry of the Holy Spirit. This updated 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1020 for CD or R3214 for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RH9 titled Depending on the Spirit when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net.
I'd like to invite you to check out our Charis Bible College online. This is a brand new ministry that we just started at the first of this year, and we now have classes where you can actually get some of the benefits of actually being in a class because you have the interaction of your other students, you have monitors, facilitators that will interact with you, and you have a classroom type setting where you do have to keep pace with the class, but you can do it at any time during the day through the convenience of your home. It's a great way to get the Word of God in your heart. So we are bringing our Bible college to you. Now you have no excuse. Check it out. We have a thing on our website, awmi.net, or you can call 719-635-1111.